From PR News in Washington, I'm not as bad as initially thought. The Ford Motor Company is bombing London. PR's that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan warned of painful free abortions.
Greenspan could happen gradually and with much disruption, although it might mean lower asses and a disturbing time.
Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said
Greenspan could be quite painful for the pernicious world economy.
Greenspan tackling morons from Washington. PR said also the government says this is PR news.
Hi.
Hi. Where is it?
Where's what?
Boy,
that's neat.
Yes. All right, children, you may go.
Yep.
Bobhead, you need a man on a mission.
Dairy Queen has legs. This is so little and so silly, but I thought it was funny. Someone in the third world, big, powerful, he fabricated a scam. Fast cars and loose slots. Okay, the church of fast cars and loose slots. Very superficial. There's all kinds of drugs and filth and perversion. All about Dobbs. Dobbs, out of control. Sick, evil. That's what Dobbs is saying.
You gotta let people know, right? A little bit.
Kill judges.
Fix the judiciary.
I'm curious. Considered a crank by a lot of people. How absurd.
And this is common.
Murdered, steal, commit adultery. So here's how I'm sexual. Just tweak it a little. Twist. 1 hour. Big bone.
It was in her hand. So wouldn't that be neat?
That makes you a queen.
Send a check. Thanks, Bob.
Bob, how are you? Welcome aboard. I do have a problem with discipline. Bob, use physical discipline. I believe in discipline. Be spanked with a wooden paddle. Do it. If it was administered properly, then serious marks on our buttocks and elsewhere from 12 severe whacks. Whack.
Sean, we should do this. Are there broken bones, lacerations?
What about welts? What about 12 welts?
Okay, using a paddle or a strap or a switch on the backside, good spanking. Without spanking, we are losing good spanking. Your hands are made for loving, cuddling.
There's so many other techniques.
Spank me firmly. We love
the rods.
It hurt. Spanking.
Despise the government.
Degenerating into an animal without the ability to see or hear or speak.
Thank you, Bob.
There she sat with a very happy look on her face. The same look she had the night before, the same look he tried to overlook at the bar. Now he had to try to get her out of his place. But there she sat with a very happy look on her face. It was late last night in the red bar light, and she looked all right. Oh no. She had a slutty kind of appeal, and there was definitely something to her. And you could think of friends of yours who, if you knew if they could, they would do her. She had a dirty sock kind of appeal. Oh God, no. You shower one time, you still smell her. You shower two times, you still smell her. You smell her nipples on your breath. And all the rest of your friends watched you leave together, so they know. And your bed sheets, my God, her smell is in your bed sheets. A scent that no amount of detergent can dislodge, and your pillow stinks too. Oh my God, it's time to go. To Billy's pink fuck gazebo. Where the loathsome men go. And you know that they know, and they know that you know, and you can try to forget. And you can smoke a cigarette, and you can have a cup of Joe at Billy's Pink Fuck Gazebo.
Yeah.
So-called.
What makes those girly magazines so-called?
Well, thanks, Bob. And thanks, Norrell Pref, who did that. And who disciplined Bob there at the beginning. Lee Murr did the startups. There have been, and there will be, Dr. Philo Drummond, Puzzling Evidence, Dr. Howell, Michael Pepe, yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, and so much more on KPFA, Over the Edge, the Puzzling Evidence Show, friends. And that song that we just heard, Billy's, is by The Billy Nayer Show. More of all coming up on this hour of Slack number 1028. But now...
From PR News in Washington, I'm for regular Oklahoma. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld today blew himself up at a shopping mall in Honolulu. The United Nations is getting worse. It's infected with HIV than any single year. Federal officials might unfold in the United States. Pierre Knox, that story.
A federally financed study might enter the United States. The study would leak into the country, despite efforts to screen travelers for PR News.
On Wall Street, 310-83-56221. Europeans have raised alarm that Europe would be detrimental to the United States. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice issued her defense of the way the U.S. treats secret PR News in Washington.
But it I want to teleport.
You want to teleport? I think that's a different show.
And not the mafia.
I want to teleport.
Who was it and not the mafia? Wait.
It was you and me.
I'm going to think of it.
Who was it and not the mafia?
As soon as you get through Munger.
Jack Ruby Garrison was well aware, had mafia connections.
And the cool thing is the city had those lit corners.
And, yeah.
So they had lights, I guess, at one time in the corners. Of
Jack
the
Ruby
streets.
Worked for the mafia his whole
but a
life.
Long time ago, the city had stopped
putting the mafia
lights in the corner. So
how do you work
these
for
cool
a mafia?
Pillboxes like things.
A mafia home?
But, they had the best killers, and the CIA tried to use them as much as they could. They were professional.
We always try to be professional.
They got into trouble over Mobutu. What was his name? You know, the African Lumumba.
And these
because they handed him over to the Congo.
Mumba.
But Dr. Sidney Gottlieb had got his poison ready and had that all, you know, set out in his insane laboratory in Virginia.
Right.
I think it made it there, and they didn't use it, and they sent it back.
I discovered that Garrison didn't
okay.
know.
Okay. Do we still have that sample in the in the warehouse?
Yeah,
we used it.
It's a dead... No. I was talking to this microphone.
I know. Can we still use it, or is it a dead sample?
I think it's a dead sample, but we unfortunately destroyed Gottlieb's lab. I think
you're
he was Strangelove.
Because we'll be wanting to use that sample before the end of the show.
Exactly.
A blizzard of lies.
To make
a
good on our promises.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Lies is not here.
You're living in.
I'm here. What did I miss? Everything?
They must have a lab that has a new
weapon. Well, we're trying to get serious about this business thing because we want to get this done before 5 a.m. our time.
You're really creative and you go into weapons.
Yeah, because it's like 3 hours in the future in Cleveland.
Right. It's the end of the world's already happened there.
Right.
But if we keep running ahead of the explosion, we can never be in the end of the world.
We'll never, and our show will never stop, which it doesn't anyway because it is eternal.
Yeah,
and,
we're sort of working on a thing similar to Mayan
show,
time.
Folks. We don't go off the air like normal mortal shows. We go
on Australian
all night
Aborigine
long. We don't
time.
Have to have a job.
We don't
mean like
dream
talk.
The guys that live out by the NASA thing.
If you want support us,
and the fire goes in the sky, and they talk about how they can travel.
Broken.
I don't like to talk about that teleporting thing. That confuses people.
Okay, we're off the air now.
Oh, let's call him.
We have to be as soon as they say the word. Then all of a sudden we're off the air. Okay, let's go. Out of the pool.
Everybody out of the pool. Back into the business meeting. Get back into that business meeting.
That sounds like the tenderloin meeting.
That's right. Into your...
You're supposed to be reading those line items.
I know. We got to start at that page 13 of the budget.
Did any of you guys turn in the federal employee forms?
I turned in the sensitive language forms.
That's all you did?
Well, and the indecency signature form.
I turned in my neighbor.
Giveaway form.
Didn't we roll something in that form?
Reverend Stang, do you open yourselves up to these government agencies?
Come on.
In the clock watching form.
In the interest of sunshine.
Some of those government agencies you're talking about are subdivisions of Bobco.
Say something, caller.
But Bobco itself is a subdivision of some of the other federal agents.
Bobco? Oh, I see.
There's a caller.
Where are you from, caller? Transform itself in a light egg batter and then some cornmeal.
What you doing over there in Fresno, caller?
Yeah, you can do that.
This is like
Fresno's
Bob
a negative name.
Serve
that?
Warm.
That's a positive name.
Fresno.
Picture dark nudity on slick people.
No, we shouldn't talk about that because you know who's listening right now is Reverend Hal.
Wait a minute.
420 guy.
Dark nudity.
And not K-Rob.
Where is Reverend Hal? Reverend Hal.
He's in a car right now in the horrible traffic that always occurs at 2:30 in the morning.
Is this delayed for 4 hours?
Just as he walks out his door.
They're trying to prevent him from being on the show.
Suddenly, traffic piles up from his door all the way to the station, then evaporates as soon as they arrive.
A knuckle walk. A silverback knuckle walk.
Michael Pepe's taking your space, Hal.
Oh, no.
The
he took all of your words and changed
the
them to his.
Yes, well,
but it's a
exactly.
naked Michael Pepe versus
exactly.
a clothed
yeah.
Hal. So
I'm the way old that six eyes. I want you to think Hal is or should be.
Is defended and foisted upon the people.
Exactly. That's what I try to do.
No foisting zone,
you
please.
No
foisting.
Just
hey.
Please foist behind the building.
Because, you know, just in order to work your brain to that extent, it needs no explanation. Why wouldn't
separate
someone want to warp your brain? It's so easy after all, isn't it, folks?
No. In our society.
Well, it's kind of constantly happening, and
yeah.
plus
anyway,
you warp your own brain
if you're alive. Yeah.
That only describes less than half of the people.
That's right.
People,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, people,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
People.
This.
Listening to this.
Yeah. Soylent Green is people.
That's our audience.
Soylent Green is people.
Soylent Green, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. People, yeah. This. But this.
We should be first.
I'm not listening to KPFA.
Soylent Green is
ever again.
Don't listen to
church, I think.
This is the worst load of ludicrous crap I have ever heard.
You know, that was the first caller to the first Subgenius radio show. The
yeah.
first appearance
that's why we honor
Subgenius
him so.
Anywhere,
by
and
remembering
that was the
him.
Response.
Yep.
People,
yeah,
yeah, people, sure,
oh, sure.
This is the sickest thing I ever heard on KFJZ.
Yes.
Let me say this. Can I say something for just about half a minute?
You bet. Go right ahead.
It's a free country for a little while. As high a regard as I have had for KFJZ, and even when Otis is on.
Yes, sir.
All that stuff. I think this is about the sickest thing I've ever heard on KFJZ since I've been listening to it. I am thoroughly ashamed of KFJZ right now.
You know, I'm getting strong trance indications from this man that he was the high liar of Baghdad at one time.
Adam, I'm not interested in you. I'm just
in your past life.
Telling you what I think about this sick program that you're putting on here.
What? That's
well,
KFJZ as of now. This is terrible.
You don't believe people should start their own cult if they want to?
People. I mean, yeah, people, yeah. But not this is the damnest thing I've ever heard of.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion.
Thanks a lot.
Well, apparently there's somebody out there who was not a subgenius. He wasn't able to figure this whole thing out.
Well, I think he recognizes that we're beyond human.
That's right.
He,
I see. We,
above or below, it matters not.
I ain't listening to KFJZ no more. But the funny thing is, he called in next week real friendly and denied being the same caller.
Oh, I don't care.
For the sake of decency,
a true subgenius out there. Somewhere there was one.
And we honor him almost every show.
And now he slipped through our fingers. We lost him. We lost track of him. Where is that man? We're searching for that one honest subgenius. If you're it, call in.
Call the show.
But actually, these magazines not only
48,95,000.
Yeah, please call in. You really
69.
And then, of course, once you call in, we can start to get the business meeting started.
Also, if you're my long-lost father, call the show now. I want to talk to you. Why you left when I was 16. Call the show right now, please.
Michael, this is your pa. You was just an ugly child. That's all there is to it.
Why did you hook yourself up?
He's still an ugly child.
And he's right. It's just because you were born ugly, with a beard. Just ugly, Michael. I'm sorry to say that.
What?
That's the way it goes, son.
What?
There I am.
You're out of our lives. Just this like is the last you'll hear from us. Bye.
I knew the show for what it was. I knew Puzzling Eminence for what he was.
I tried hard to be good looking. I tried to.
How many radio stations are we heard on?
I tried to be normal, Pa. They just kept calling me some genius trash.
They called me weirdo. They called me freak. They called me nerd. They called me bookworm.
They called me geek and nerd. And they said I have two four eyes.
They called me fat.
They called me fat soul four eyes.
They called me skinny bone.
You can't even count the number of eyes you have.
They called me bulgy forehead.
Bulgy forehead.
They called me old one penis.
Yeah, old one penis until we growed up.
They made for you.
Until
they made fun of me.
Yeah.
It's just down. Not fair, push Bob. Yeah, I hear you whining, you crybaby subgeniuses. Is that what you call slack feeling sorry for yourself, wallowing in self-pity? Like a pathetic little humanly, normally, warmly worm boy.
They beat me up.
Yank yourself up by your own red straps. Well, poor girl,
big
sir,
red
ma'am.
Straps, that is. Big old red straps.
Get up and do it!
Well,
you're gonna have to get up off your butt!
I have subgenius boobs.
You have subgenius boobs?
That means you have a pipe?
He has them.
Emerging from each one.
I'm trying to take
Does
over.
Does that mean one goes up and one goes down?
I don't know.
A boob is just a boob.
I got her all tied
yeah,
up.
Yeah, a boob.
Ooh, he's got her all tied
That's
up.
That's what he's saying. He's got double boobs.
With its overtones of thereabouts.
And they're smiling.
She's got big bobs, Daddy.
They're about to blow up.
And with lesbian implications.
That lady has big bobs, Daddy.
On them for her.
Wait, they're dots.
And you know what happened?
Dots incredible, as the guy said once in a tape a long time
ago. You got a bubble on the side of one of them.
Ooh.
That's where the show is.
And other important problems.
I hear a little tire patch will fix it.
There's a little bubble on the side of each cassette.
Soak it in water and see if it bubbles.
Cassette? What's that? What's a cassette?
Just poke it. Just break it.
It's those things that explode and all that pus shoot out of them.
The little sponge thing dies.
You have a pimple on your breast, or even you guys.
Well, that's what you get
for
having a thing with movies.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead and squeeze. Give it a good squeeze and squirt all that pus out of
them. Ew, gross, man. Wipe that crap off me. Ugh. God, typical Michael Pepe. That's from KPFA's Puzzling Evidence Show. And friends, this is the Church of the Subgenius. A disorganized religion for non-joiners and weirdos, right? Now imagine some of the people who got into it. Okay, now imagine my office answer machine heard in the background and the calls that we might get on an answer machine at a weird cult like this. No, actually, don't try, friends. Just listen, because what I'm about to play are some typical messages left on the Subgenius Foundation answer machine on one typical day last month.
Hello, friends. You know, the psychiatric industry is probably the stupidest part of the conspiracy. It believes we are all our brains. There is no God, soul, or mind. That's what materialism is. It rejects all religion and worships narcotics. All these doctors do is look at pill books all day long and memorize them. It's basically what they do with most of their time. And his friends, these places, these half hours and hospitals, nothing but Mickey Mouse concentration camps, right here legal in America. And it's praise Bob, praise Frank Zappa.
This is me, Bernard. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, you Subgenius ministers, please take cover, because, you know, these, the pinks, you know, these normals in their conspiratorial American establishment union is really making me angry. Just take cover. This is being said by an angry mutant. I'm the real deal, an angry mutant. Take cover, comrades.
Hey, our friends, there are four rules in Rick Strauss's second book. First of all, output, the more energy you put out, the more energy you get back. Energy is the time, love, and the E of Einstein's equation. The second rule is the rule of qualitative return. Our energy, you see, whatever you put out, resentment, anger, forgiveness, and love, that's how you get it back. And I'll tell you the third and fourth rules later on tonight or tomorrow. Praise Bob, praise Frank Zappa. Bye.
Hi, this is Steve Bernard. I just want to say to all the Subgenius ministers to take cover, I'm sick of this new wave neo-fascist police state adopting conspiratorial pink human regime here in America that, you know, state that we've been forced to accept, to adopt, I mean, to exist in. Take cover. Words spoken by an angry mutant. Take cover. Words spoken by an angry mutant.
Steve again. Some of you may be interested in reading William James' Psychology of Grief, of course. It's, in it, he talks about the self. I don't know. I didn't get that far. But if somebody could read that, maybe someone could write an article for the Stark Fist on the self. Maybe someone could read the article over the hour of Slack. Thank you, bye-bye. Praise God, praise Saint Zappa.
Hi, this is Pete Bernard. You know, the conspiracy of these genetic human normals are really making me angry and frustrating me, increasing their tyranny over everything. All that I can just say is just, you know, the Subgenius ministers and comrades, just take cover. Take cover. The conspiracy of these genetic human normals are really making me angry and frustrating me with their tyranny over everything, you know, with the ending of the 20th century and everything that's going down. Take cover. Words spoken by an angry mutant. I know I'm a mutant. I've seen it before my eyes. I've seen it before my eyes. Take cover.
Yes, thank you. This is Gary. I'd like to order some t-shirts.
Friends, the more energy you put out, the more energy you get back. The more energy you put out, the more energy you get back. Get back. Get back. Hello, friends. Stupidest part of the conspiracy materialism is look at Mickey Mouse concentration camps. Praise Bob. I don't know. I didn't get out of the slack. Praise Bob. Praise Frank Zappa.
Making me angry. Angry mutant. Deal. Angry mutant. Angry mutant.
angry mutant. Human normals are really making me angry, making me frustrated. Take cover. Take cover. T-shirts? To order some T-shirts? Hey, Bob.
The men in white picked him up yesterday.
With the nuts hunt the squirrels, haha.
Oh, and then the days got worse.
And then the days got worse.
Now at last they let me out.
He needs to pray. Beg, oh yes, I'm
going to take me away.
The funny farm where life is beautiful
all the time, and you'll be
stay and play with my new friend.
I'm normal, I'm okay.
Where the people all smile while I
you would make me flip my lid.
It was a joke, and so you left.
And you, the day you swore you'd all
they're coming to take me away.
Oh, hee hee, ha ha, to the
fun! I'm happy they took you away, ha ha!
No, oh no!
Bert Hammond, I spread rumors at stop.
Ooh, and how I should cut my hair and
look upon all them dum dum
dum dum. Hi, are you making friends, you?
I cooked your food, I
and that gives me the food.
Losing you would surely make me f-
and they're coming to take
Well, you just
you'll get just what you deserve.
There's trees and grass, and I don't
just my thumbs and feed my lizard
to drive me sane.
Here to you, and that's the day.
Some men in a green white coat. Look up.
And they're coming.
Well, life was ludicrous all the time.
And they're coming to take me away.
Hell, we
and chirping birds and
girls who speak and smile and twiddle their
on the wall.
Norell Preff did that last cut-up, friends, of They're Coming to Take Me Away. And he also did the cut-up of our church answer machine messages there from Steve and Bernard. And now a cut-up tape of an old tape of the newest show.
But I have a tape of the first time I saw a tape recorder. Aging Hal Robbins.
The show is
and it
just
still plays
a
fine.
Reflection of your mind.
Aging Dr. Hal Robbins.
Lieutenant Commander gave my family the tape.
You have a pimple on your penis. You
and
just
it was,
go ahead. Just give it a...
And I can remember
this show is
my
simply
mother,
a figment of your imagination.
3 years old. And I was staring at what
because,
would replace my VU meter. Remember
health.
The little Exciter lamps?
Yeah.
Same thing with
I was staring at that.
You've got a fart, folks.
On what?
Just let it go.
It
excites me.
What do you think about farts?
You get excited by lamps?
Keep them in.
By Exciter lamps, yeah.
Let them go. Better than
Exciter lamps.
Fart and bear the shame and hold
the
fart and bear the pain.
According to the show, on which no one would ever lie.
And bear the pain.
People. I mean, yeah, people, you know. But not this. This is the damnest thing I've ever heard of.
For people, getting high was important. For some people, it's even more important.
You've tried just about everything.
Excellent.
Now medical information comes along that says you need to get high.
Good. Now what do you do?
Well,
getting high is not for everyone, including people with serious side effects.
Do you still need to get high?
Get high with your doctor.
From PR News in Washington, I'm swathed in mud and sand at a chemical plant. A radio reporter reached new highs in the Philippines, the 10th journalist to beat in the country this year. November came after two Gulf Coast hurricanes. Analysts say they were let in yesterday to collect damage firsthand.
You have to say this has been a very, very good, real good, very, very solid P performance.
The head of China's Protection Bureau resigned today after a crisis over a toxic polluter Chinese citizen. And the United Nations says that torture remains PR news in Washington.
The wedding guests are arriving, and your bridegroom, Count Ferdinand, grows impatient.
What?
We can burp that one concept
when you could burp and
that one clean-minded said genius.
In my day, we could burp and fart at the same time. But of course, they don't teach the schools
well,
now.
The Shaolin technique.
They don't have the education
wild,
now that they have.
I have been abused.
Now, you know,
we get
my
paid
day,
overtime
we
tonight.
Pooped.
Yeah. Really? In Bob Dollar.
Smell good.
That time and a half.
I think it's a good hiccup, boop, and perp.
Music by Inhibiting Factor.
Yeah.
And
that's what it is.
Yo-Yo
at the same time.
Did they play these songs live at Doc's Talk? I mean, at X-Day?
What? No, live?
No, they played them in the back of my head.
From PR News in Washington, I'm supposed to pass through the opening. Officials in France say a trash can fire has plagued poor suburbs of Paris for nearly 2 weeks. In addition, 36 policemen were seriously rioting.
More than 800 cars were racially harassed by police on Saturday night. Police in Toulouse in the south sprung up in Nantes, Orléans, and Rennes.
This is PR's Tips. The president of China has pledged that clean tear gas will be pushing back the crowd. The Bush administration is a big supporter of PR News in Washington.
She was a bird of prey. She came to me in the night. She left when things weren't right. Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. Now I'm alone at night. From dawn to twilight, I look for her in the evening sky. Stand up, sit down, oh God, why? She put her beak in my heart, and she removed the good part. I found it near the cable car turnaround, dried up, rotting on the ground. I peeled it off of the sidewalk with a straw and a paper towel, wiped off the dirt and picked out the rocks. Everything's gonna be all right now. Everything's gonna be all right.
A Bird of Prey by the Billy Nayer Show. And that band will be coming to X Day, I believe, as well as the amino acids, hopefully will be. And we hope Little Theodore and Babushka and the Devil.
Devil, devil,
the devil's up for me.
Devil, devil,
I'm on my way to
devil, come this way.
The devil,
devil, devil, lives inside my heart. He'll be with me where I go.
Thanks to Norel, Pref. Friends, have you ever wondered how we subgenius preachers are able to seemingly talk forever just as if we knew what the heck we were talking about?
You're talking about
I had to memorize stories. All this stuff at Dobbstown University at the Divinity School.
And where's that?
Malaya. You know, they don't call me Reverend for nothing.
Oh. I thought they did.
What are you, Reverend?
I have a diploma from the Divinity.
Oh, you have a diploma. Oh,
yeah.
All right, all right.
Yeah, I have a piece of paper.
That's what you like.
You have a piece of paper that your mind's okay.
Yeah.
No.
Dobbstown University. P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
You do have a heart.
44118.
You do have a brain. What you lack is a diploma.
I want a diploma. Where can I get one?
What you lack is a subgenius membership.
So you have something other than a Universal Life Church diploma? Is that what you're saying, Ripstein?
No, this was something I found.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a doctorate of divinity from Dobbstown University.
Oh.
Yeah, but you see, I got a...
Okay, all right.
Church of the Subgenius.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
I know.
Trademark 2004.
I see. Oh, that's church. I got one from that church, too, I think.
Hey, we have a bunch of witches in Subgenius now.
That's right.
We've recruited Wiccans... and druids using the Starwood Festival to brainwash them. And we use techniques we learned at Esalen and also from the Masons. Which are the same ones used by torturers in the in the U.S. military now.
And Arica and Sinanon.
And we used those to recruit
or in any good S&M club here in San Francisco.
Neo-pagans, Wiccans, Druids, and so forth.
Is there a catalog?
Their women are comely.
Yeah,
and their men are strapping. And they make good sub-geniuses or sub-genius pseudo-subs. Pseudo-sub-slams.
Librarians. Maybe they can protect the sub-geniuses.
Or breatharians or piparians.
Yeah.
The piparians only eat pipes.
Yeah, that's what they exactly.
Hey, isn't Pipes of the Pipasphere being remade? Somebody's doing a remake of Pipes of the Pipasphere.
We're not actually supposed to talk about it because
there's also the
Pipasphere.
Is this allowed?
Pipes of the
Pipasphere. Pipes of the Pipasphere was one of the classics of the 50s that Dobbs helped to finance.
Wow,
Had a weird conceptual special effect.
Yeah, it didn't take off very fast.
No, it was like it was big in France and Sweden.
I was going to say certain circles.
Did you buy it?
It's very big in Sweden.
Also, you know where else? A couple other places. Estonia and southern Papua New Guinea.
Doug, you should turn
for some reason, love that movie.
No, you did that. Okay.
In two theaters in Pohnpei, it is still playing.
Down a little hill.
That's right.
Okay. That's good.
It's still playing in Winnipeg. It's been playing for 35 years.
Yeah, yeah. This little place in like the really sleazy part of town.
That is
that's the best part of town.
There's some Polynesian
islands.
I'm
so glad I brought my women's choir to this show.
Yeah, they have pipe cults in which they built giant Dobbs heads and pipes and made big runways. They don't really know what they're for.
No, that's X Day. That's Russian.
I was watching without the sound.
These like pep cults.
But no, there's also some Polynesian island where they do. They don't do Dobbs heads, but just the pipes.
All the way.
Oh, many, many people.
They built canoe pipe canoes.
Yeah. Many people
know Bob's
name,
but they don't know. They don't have a face. They think the pipe is Bob.
Yeah. The pipe is an
alien.
For
their primitive conception,
I've seen
the
rough roadmap.
They can't conceive of a man holy enough to hold the pipe in his mouth.
They don't want the pipe to
fall
down.
It's a symbol.
That's like one of us pushing an Easter Island head up by ourselves.
It's the symbol of the snake, you know, this knowledge which has been formed into the pipe. The great phallus snake of knowledge, like Uroboros.
So you're all coiled up.
This is a Norman O'Brown.
Yeah.
The pipe that smokes itself forever.
It smokes itself forever.
Is that kind of like
that's why people are attracted
to it. Yeah, it's a lot like the Thaddeus stick,
like
where subgeniuses who meet each other in the forest will hold out sticks and snakes coil them up.
And communicate with the pipe.
They hold their hands thusly and say, Bob.
That's why the topless Wiccans got really into it.
The
Druid guys with their little antlers.
As Hal found out last year at X-Day.
Yeah.
What?
Do they?
Did he what?
Now, this next upcoming X-Day at Brushwood, we have some musical acts that we haven't had before. The Billy Nair Show will be performing at X-Day. Apparently, they live in New York.
Musicians.
They will be at X-Day.
Magdalene, Reverend Magdalene of the
Reverend
Horton business office.
I know her. Wait a minute.
Apparently seduced this band into appearing at X-Day.
Yeah, they did a film called The American
Astronaut. Yeah, which...
Which is really nice.
Pretty good.
And family oriented, and everybody should see it because it inspires you to do better in your life.
Well, if you're a birthday boy.
Every night since
you really want to do better.
You really want to be a birthday boy.
Why are we pushing him? Because I'll have you know, my show, I actually get to play God in my show.
Really?
What's it called?
It's a show, a Satan show, being put on at Christmas time, the weekend before and after Christmas, and I play God. This guy, Shannon, that did the zombie show with Don Paul, where I was decapitated, and played a different part. So I'm going to play.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm now God. And so come to my show.
The God Show with Michael Tappy is God. He's God. Michael Pepe is God.
But wait, there is no God.
Yeah, there is.
name is Michael Pippen.
There is no God.
If you're going to eat, you're going to brag on them.
Now, folks, what you're seeing right now is how we pray. It's kind of hip. It's kind of wild.
Theodore, isn't it? Now hollering in the background. Little Theodore has played it X Day.
Yes, he has.
Twice. And Babushka!
And he's played at various Negative Land influences.
Yeah, he's one of the great spaz meisters, a great spaz doctor, almost more Devo than Devo, you might say. A pared-down essence of the lone spaz nerd squalling out in anger! Holy righteous, the anger of the persecuted hate nerd.
Anger persecuted.
Bursting.
What's wrong?
A veritable hardon of hate.
Veritable fardagon.
Mike, you're on drugs.
All right,
you're
back
on
up
drugs.
With Paragon. Hey.
From PR News in Washington, I'm not ready for full democracy. The Louisville, Kentucky Police Department is solving some crimes. Police say many of those police have lengthy criminal records. One of the surveillance videos shows police in several Louisville bank robberies. Police are considered armed and dangerous and warn the public not to try to apprehend them. Louisville has had a record number of PR news. The White House says this is PR news in Washington.
But before he could be tried,
off in Studio 3.
Hey, give this guy the extra hammer. He doesn't know how to use his yet.
Proven guilty. He was silent forever.
He calling obeyed. All doctors he was to silent. Central Studio 1.
Oh, I have to go to that meeting.
Serious operation here in the convention center.
Dorothy, you have to handle my mail.
The citizens are getting out of control. They're demanding to know when the food will be here.
I understand the caterers
and,
are here.
We have
so,
babies here and old people who need medicine. We need all the doctors in the central studio. This is a health crisis.
You heard the PA. I'm just going to run up to the sky room.
The National Guard was supposed to be here.
We're going to flip-flop these functions over to the Coast Guard, and
we're
going
to
go off here.
We're going to have to... Don't have time to waste. Apparently, we're going to have to suspend the law
suspend this
for the duration of this crisis
a short moment.
Until the doctors
we take
report
needed,
to the central studio for the
break.
Budget meeting and the photo op.
And so,
we're in the wearing of female
we'll
garments.
Be having that meeting now.
Entering
that
mailer.
Which provides sex gratification.
Entering sector 4 for the participants.
Now, this female garments will be required.
This picture, of course, merely confesses on the cover of the magazine the charges we have made.
Little glass burger, I think. Oh, I'm so glad to be alive in this modern age, and that's why I don't want to die.
In this ad, the titles of the magazines and their table of contents speak more eloquently than I of the tremendous problem here presented.
But there's not a whole lot I can do about that now, except maybe eat more vegetables. And I think I better marry my girlfriend.
Am I not to be desired?
Look, how about getting us out of here?
Into thin slices.
The time is up for...
Arrange those succulent charcoal-tasting slices on a hot, oven-proof platter. And on the hot platter, have a sauce of melted butter and a few drops of Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yes, I suppose it is.
Rush to the table and the fun begins.
Because he did not want to commit hundreds of thousands of boys to Vietnam.
I'm calling the police now! Call the police now! Yes, I am! Just wait, what?
ungodly. She was here for the announcement. It sucks. She's not a Christian. Well, hell sorts that in two. Gargoyle, slide it. Satan, doing anything with my family. God, I'm a God warrior. That's a lie. That's a lie.
However, did this.
From PR News in Washington, I'm taking the drug.
It's wrong.
The advisory panel concludes that the neurologic problems were caused by PR News.
Today, two turds blew themselves up. At least they killed 65 people and injured dozens more. Today, South Korea said it strapped about a third of its 3,200 troops with explosives. A U.S. commander was severely PR'd. Federal health advisors have concluded that serious illness was safe.
And now Bob of the Washington PR News.
He needs a new PR News in Washington.
And you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Dr. Sinister.
Hello, Reverend Stang. How are you?
Thanks for babysitting the show earlier.
Oh, that's what I do. That's part of my job description.
You'll sit on the right-hand side of Bob for that, I'm sure.
Yep.
And together you two can start World War III.
Yep. Yep. We're going to bomb Bernie's place first. Not really. No, I didn't really say that.
Now, I found out what it was, what it's like to be Jewish recently. I was informed by a person who's been posting on Alt Slack that I'm a satanic Masonic Jew.
Wow, that's, it's very hard to pull off. All three of those. That's the trifecta, you know.
No, actually, it's not. I mean, according to this guy, pretty much they all go hand in hand. And he had quoted the lineup of Starwood Workshop titles as evidence of my satanic nature, because I, you know, hang out with those neo-pagans.
Well, we all know that anything other than the one true God of Abraham is Satan.
Well, this guy accused me, and really, in a way, the whole Church of the Subgenius, of only making fun of one religion, which offended me.
Yeah, really.
I found that really offensive. I actually got so tired of making fun of Christians along. I mean, that's what everybody does that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's sitcom stuff now. I picked on New Agers as much as I could for a long time, because they were the other group that were in my face. You know, we try to be equal opportunity offenders.
Thanks to Radio Synesthesia there, Dr. Sinister, on beautiful WCSB in Cleveland, where a whole lot of this show, Hour of Slack, is produced. This one is Hour of Slack number 1028. The background music we've been listening to is Xero Phonics. That's X-E-R-O Phonics. Copying machine music found on this album, Xero Phonics, by Stefan Helmrich on Sealand Records. This one, the one we just heard, was the Xerox 5818. Okay, pretty good, huh? Anyway, friends, if you want to know more, come to the Church of the Subgenius at www.subgenius.com. Or you can write for free information from Hour of Slack or Subgenius, Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. For those of you without playback, that's P.O. Box 181417. That's 181417. Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Praise Bob.
From PR News in Washington, I'm regrettable and tragic. General Motors opened fire on a family in a minivan, killing five assembly plants and a number of other facilities, and eliminating tens of thousands of children to build public support for the U.S. invasion of Detroit. This is dishonest and reprehensible. PR News in Washington. PR's bad. Police in Tacoma, Washington are opening a shopping mall, killing at least three children. On Wall Street, 1-10-787-2229. Vice President Dick Cheney is sharply criticizing PR News from Washington.
Silverback subgeni that have changed the world and have caused
the end of the world,
irreparable
folks.
Harm to the world, environments that have caused in Pakistan earthquakes as well as the tsunami. The church that
it's
is
the
behind
the end of the world and the
war in
church
Iraq
is playing twinkle music.
The war they were behind.
X Days. You were out there, Michael Pepe. Weren't you out there with the Desert Influence, the original X Days?
I wasn't even there. I was denied admission to that, but instead my body was rolled into a roll and blown up.
It is the end of the world as we know it. We could actually have X Day happen right here on the show. What if it happened early?
If it happened early, then we'd still be in, much more business. Unfortunately, it didn't even happen on schedule. Which means the schedule must have been screwed up in the beginning, possibly because all calendars have been tampered with since the Gregorian system was first invented. Maybe the whole reason they invented it was to screw up Bob. Thou's setting their plot in motion thousands of years before it would come to fruition. And what do we see as a result? A chimpanzee in the White House! a gorilla in the premier's throne room. A pope who's a gigantic vampire pig. What is this world come to, friends? These are the end times. These are the end days. The last day. I hope. And wouldn't that be nice?
Some people are more optimistic about that than I am.
Well, it looks like Bob's helicopter is coming into the top of the station.
Yay, Bob's here.
About time. He usually avoids being around shows where you are, Puzzling.
I don't think he's going to land, yeah.
Why is that?
You're
just
going to
hover for about 3 hours.
That Quad Bofor gun I have up on the roof.
Better reception from that silver bullet lodged between his two ribs, just above his heart. Couldn't be those other bullets stuck in his skull, preventing him from doing his math. That have in beautiful.
I can't do the
script. They say puzzling evidence on the size of those bullets.
The pain of being him and having that.
That should have said quiet.
That war. That shrapnel wound. While he was on acid, I understand, the shrapnel entered his brain and told him he's got to get into radio. This was, as I understand, and then he had to take heroin to get over the effects.
Now, what is Peppy babbling about over there?
Some kind of weird acid radio
UFO story.
Actually, you know, folks, you have a rare opportunity to talk to the queen of UFOs on this officially Over the Edge show, although both shows constantly cover UFOs.
Yeah.
An authority, a person who has been in the ship and who has called the show many times from the mothership.
That explains all the 848-425-5
and 5-9
area code. Sightings that have been happening
for those of you on drugs.
In the San Francisco Bay Area.
Especially over Concord.
Have you seen them? Have you seen those lights in the sky? Have you been abducted? Call in and tell us. Have you spoken to Bob? Have you been abducted and probed?
She's on the phone.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, she just pulled up.
I can't hear anything, really.
Did you see the memo?
I can't hear. Did you get that TPS report?
We'd like you to put that report, the cover sheet, on the front of the show, all right? Yeah.
Wait, what
we're
going
to need you to come in on Sunday.
What happened?
You'll
after
have
they
to
took
do
you
show
the ship?
During the weekend. Yeah.
If they took us aboard the ship and they set us in front of these control panels and they stuck microphones in our faces.
Oh.
And they said, now just start talking, Earthman. And that was the last thing I remember.
He brings his hands to his throat in a protective motion.
They made it seem like it was just a dream.
I think mine is off.
They made it seem like it was just wishful thinking. They made it seem like I was just some pobucker looking for attention.
Yes, I can drink more wine and stay soberer than all the heathen Hindus in Asia. Yeehaw. Guts blowout. I am a Moedio. I am a Komodo dragon. I am the killer whale bereft of its pup. I have a triple backbone. I was sired by the wolf man. Give me all your slack. I told Jesus I wouldn't go to church and he shook my hand. I have my own personal saviors. I change them every hour. I don't give a have sex with. If there's life after death, I want to know if there's even any frigging slack after death. I am a gall-darned visionary. I see the future and the past in comic books and wine bottles. I eat black holes for breakfast. I bend my genes and whittle my DNA with the sheer force of my mighty will. I steer my own gall-darned evolution. I ran them out of heaven and sold it to hell for a profit. I'm delighted that I achieved Nirvana and took it home with me. Yip, yip, yay. I'm so ugly the speed of light can slow me down and gravity won't tug at my cuffs. When the rapture comes, I'll make them wait. They'll never clean my cage. Now give me some more of Tape Runs Out.
From PR News in Washington, I'm not filling prescriptions for contraceptives. President Bush said efforts by the U.S. and allies have helped 400,000 sub-people get AIDS in China.
We're working with our partners to expand condoms correctly.
Democrats continue to delay the ability to stand up. Looking at Wall Street, 9-5-10-9-7-1-2-6-12-12-6-1. The Office of Federal Fannie Oversight hit a record high this year, last year. The United Nations says this is PR News, Washington.
She's got big bobs, Daddy.